I'm joined by Dublin Rhinos head coach Barry Bolton. Barry, win in the playoffs, you move on again next week. You must be pleased with that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're already looking forward to going up to Donegal to play them. And we're hoping that we get a similar result there. Everyone performed today on offence, defence, special teams. We're down to our third string quarterback. We had a linebacker, Paul Richardson, step in at quarterback, and he performed brilliantly. The rest of the offence stepped up to help him out. His defence forced turnovers, and special teams, we were on top. We were kicking extra points, we were moving the kickoffs, we were punts, everything worked well. And I think the difference today was the turnovers. We lost one early in the first quarter, and the Minotaurs put up 3 points straight away.
Yeah.
And in the second half, when we got two turnovers, we scored two touchdowns off it. So, you know, it is the battle. When you win the turnover battle, chances are you're going to win the game, and we did that. It kind of falls back on the successful play of the offense and defense together to take advantage of it.
Yeah, even Conor Brennan was saying that your quarterback was very, very good today. He was very impressed.
Yeah. So the last game of the season, we played against the Razorbacks. We were putting them in to try and prepare them. We knew we were short on quarterbacks for the playoff period, and we got him some reps. We got him some more reps in training, and he stepped up. He's put in a massive effort, and he'll be playing again next week. So,
yeah,
and more the same.
Of course, yeah, no doubt. The Minotaurs were very good at running the ball all season, especially in the last few weeks. They went on a great winning streak, beating the Eagles as well. So you were expecting a tough battle coming in here today.
Absolutely.
But you certainly stopped them running the ball all day.
Yeah, as you could have said, I think I said in the preview that, you know, we split the series the last two times we played with last second field goals. And I don't think either team has changed their offensive defense massively since though. So playing them earlier in the year and losing, you know, we learned from our mistakes in that game, and we were able to change things around. You know, we've seen some of the games they've played since then. So we've been making adjustments to our own offense, our own defense, to try and just match up with the team that we're playing, rather than just putting out what, you know, the same old thing. So we make as much changes as we have to get success.
So you have 7 days now.
Yeah.
So you have to make a long journey up to Donegal.
Very short turnaround. We ring the bus company in the morning, see if we can get the bus booked in for Sunday to go
very
to Donegal. Long bus journey ahead, probably another slogger knocker of a game. You know, we're looking forward to it. I missed the game last year myself, but when we went to Donegal last year, we came away with on the wrong side of the result. But our team feels that we probably could have won that game, should have won that game. So we're going up with a point to prove now, chip on the shoulder. We want to get the result now.
Very good. You picked up a couple injuries today. Will they be okay for next week, or do you think you'll just have to wait and see?
Yeah, a couple of walking wounded. There are guys that kind of carried in a little bit of a knock from beforehand, and we're toughing it out to see if they could get through. So it was a couple of re-injuries, I suppose, rather than new injuries. Nothing too serious.
Yeah.
I see ice packs and things like that, but I think the guys for the semi-final, you know, they'll power through and they'll put in the effort and get there.
Great. Listen, congratulations today, and the best of luck next week in Donegal.
Thanks, Jared.
Appreciate it.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.